Hello, this is Matt Schlick from the Matt Schlick Live podcast, where I defend the Christian faith and lay out our foundations of the truth of God's Word. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Make sure they're correct.
Welcome to Truth Talk Live.
All right, let's talk. The truth is, I can't hide
it. I can't hold it anymore. A daily program powered by the Truth Network.
This is kind of a great thing, and I'll tell you why.
Where pop culture, current events, and theology all come together.
Speak your mind.
And now, here's today's Truth Talk Live host.
Well, good afternoon. It is Truth Talk Live with Dwayne Carson. I have a ministry called Date the Word, and today you are our special guest as we are now in the Holy Week. We're in the Passion Week. We are just a few days away now from celebrating the greatest moment in the world where Jesus Christ rose from the dead. And today we want to hear from you. Your favorite, most memorable, most impactful Easter verse. What is that verse that through the years, maybe just this past year, has so impacted you and you want to share it with other listeners? I want you to call in our number 1-866-348-7884, or you may know it this way, 866-34-THE-TRUTH. Call us today and share with us your favorite Easter verse as you think about what Jesus Christ did for you, as you think of what he did for others. Obviously, there will always be that favorite verse of John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave. And we think about what it means that he gave. He had to give his life so that we could have life. He gave his only begotten son that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And friends, we were on our way. I was on my way. If you have gotten saved, you were on your way to hell. And there's some maybe listening right now, and you're on your way to hell. You're going to perish without Jesus Christ. But he did what was necessary so you could be saved. And so I want you to call in and share your favorite verse. I think about 1 Peter 3:18. For Christ also suffered once for sins. And to think about the agony, to think about the pain that Jesus Christ endured. I know you got a favorite verse out there. Give us a call. We've got a call right now. Buxman from Ohio. Good afternoon, Mr. Buxman. How are you?
I am doing fantastic, Pastor Carson, because I got to share this with you, brother. So my dear friend Brian took me to this wonderful little tiny church yesterday, Pastor. And for the better part of the service, they showed The Passion of the Christ, the movie. And my goodness, Pastor,
yes.
Once again, like it did when I saw it in the theater, the very first year it came out, I just wept
yes.
and wept and wept some more, brother. And even just thinking about it, it breaks me. And I'm sitting here in my car right now, and it's so moving to the core of a human being. I highly recommend. I know it's a bit gory, but that's what our dear Lord Jesus Christ endured, probably worse.
Yes,
Pastor Carson, it was probably worse than what the film made it to be. But all I kept thinking of is my God, there's no way I could have done that for my sin. And he didn't do it for his sin.
No, sir. You're exactly right.
He did it for yours. He did it for mine. He did it for that dear one you was just talking to that said that they don't know that they're saved yet, and they just happen to tune into Truth Talk Live. I implore you, dear man or woman or child, listen to this program. Listen to dear Pastor Carson teach the reality of what's going on at this time in the season. And here's my favorite verse, Pastor Carson, and that's John 10:10. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and that's what that thief wants to do out there.
That's right.
Listening to this radio,
that's
who
right.
doesn't know Jesus right now, who doesn't know him and follow him and obey him. That silent thief wants you to stay away from Jesus Christ right now, even at this blessed time of Easter. He doesn't want you to know. He wants you to follow after a rabbit, follow after eggs being in a basket.
Yes.
He doesn't want you to follow after the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ that happened in the first century for your sin. Your sin, sir or ma'am, not Pastor Carson's, not mine, not his, not Jesus's, but your sin. And you can come into this glorious life that Pastor Carson and I are sharing. So here's the second part of that verse, Pastor, why I love it. Jesus Christ says, I come to give you life and life more abundantly.
Ah.
Hallelujah, Pastor.
I
Carson.
Love John 10:10. Thank you for that call,
oh,
sir.
You're welcome,
and
brother.
You have
God
a wonderful
you.
Easter.
Thank you.
That John 10:10, Jesus came to give us life here, abundant life here, and then hereafter, eternal life. And today, if you don't know the Lord Jesus, you can call upon the Lord. Whosoever shall call upon the Lord shall be saved. That's what he's about. Luke 19:10 says that he said, my purpose, the reason I have come, is to seek and to save those who are lost, and that's us. I know there are others out there. You have a favorite Bible verse when it comes to Easter. We want you to call 866-348-7884. When I got asked about hosting today's program, I couldn't help but think I've already done some work here because back in February, I decided to write down 31 verses, and we call it a March to Remember. It's on my Date the Word app, and you can get that app and see these verses that we've picked out, and it goes 1 down to 31. I'm going to highlight some of them, but right now we've got Jeff from North Carolina, and well, welcome back to Truth Talk Live. It is the Holy Week, and we are talking about our favorite Easter verse. And we've got Jeff on the line, and Jeff, thanks for waiting. I'm trying to bring him on.
Here?
Jeff.
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Hey, how are you, my friend? Tell us about your favorite Easter verse.
The verse I want to share with you is in 1 Corinthians. It's 15, verse 3.
Yes.
For I delivered to you, first of all, that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen by Cephas, then by the 12. After that, he was seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greatest part remain to the present, but some have fallen asleep. After that, he was seen by James, then by all the apostles. Then last of all, he was seen by me also, as by one born out of due time. And that's just really good evidence that our faith is true.
I
like that verse.
Evidence that demands a verdict. I think Josh McDowell wrote a book on that. And Jeff, those verses are some of the most special verses at Easter, but for the entire year. When you think about what the gospel is, Jesus died, in those words you read, for us. He died in our place. He was our substitute, and he gave his life so we could have life. And then he was buried, and as Busman said, as we think about the passion, if that's all that happened, he died and he was buried, that's one of the worst deaths ever. But then comes the end of that movie, and there's the resurrection, and that's what's in what you just read to us, that he rose again and he was seen. We serve a risen Savior. Jeff, amen. I want to pitch another question to you. Do you have a favorite Easter hymn that you love to sing?
I've got several favorite Easter songs and an Easter hymn too. Yes, I love Christ the Lord is Risen Today.
Yes, yes, yes.
Then there's a couple other good Easter songs. I like the one by Dallas Holm, Rise Again, and the one by Don Francisco, He's Alive. That one brings tears to my eyes.
I hear you. I was thinking on that today about the first time I heard He's Alive. I just started going back to church, and I was there for an Easter service, and they sang that song, and yes, tears started flowing. Well, Jeff, thank you for your call. First Corinthians 15, verse 3 through 9. Mm-hmm. You have a great Easter.
Thanks.
Callers, call in. Listeners, call us. 866-348-7884. We want to hear your favorite Easter verse passage, like what Jeff just read to us, as we think about what does Easter really mean to us. This isn't about getting a new dress. This isn't about getting Easter eggs, having an Easter egg hunt. Those things take place, but it's about celebrating what Jesus Christ did as he conquered death, hell, the grave, sin. So give us a call. Let's hear what your favorite verse is. I think about 1 Peter 2:24, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you are healed. Jesus bore, he took all of our sins upon him. And now we can live differently because of what he has done for us. 1 Corinthians 5:21 is the great exchange. 2 Corinthians 5:21 is the great exchange. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. And as I just did with Jeff, I'm going to throw this out to you also, listeners. If you've got a favorite hymn or favorite song that you love to hear at Easter, share that with us also. A favorite scripture, a favorite song on this Monday of Holy Week. Give us a call, 866-348-7884. That also stands for 866-34-TRUTH. And call us and tell us and share with other listeners what verse has really impacted your life. It's just had a tremendous impact on how you think about our Savior. When you think about a song, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross, I'm telling you that one of the first times I heard that, I just couldn't get away from the ending of it, that it says, it demands my soul, my life, my all. And I've always believed that as I come up toward Easter, I should be getting a fresh look at the cross and allow what Jesus did for me, challenge me to be more committed to him, to say, Lord, I want to be better for you. You know, we think about Christmas and the importance of Christmas. We think about New Year's. But as we come to Easter and we look at what Jesus Christ did for us, someone said he paid it all. All to him we owe. Let me come back real quick to Buxman. I believe I've got you coming online. Buxman, are you there? Buxman, I'm listening for you to tell me about your new song. We may be having a little technical difficulty there. There you are, Buxman.
Hey, Pastor Carson. Yeah, so I had to call you back, brother.
Yes.
You need to play the song by a band called New Song.
Oh, yes.
That was the name of the group.
Yes.
And it was called Arise
My
Love.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
I knew that's where you were going.
That one makes me cry all the time.
Yes, sir.
That one makes me cry all the time.
Yes, sir. Well, hey, thank you.
I've got a new song.
Listeners, you want that song being played over this week. Hey, Buxman, thank you. I've got another caller. Rick?
God bless you.
Blessings. Do we have Rick online?
This is Rick.
Hey,
Carson,
Rick.
You there?
Yes, sir. What's your favorite song or scripture?
Well, you've already used my favorite scripture, which is John 3:16, probably the greatest verse.
That's it right there.
That is the greatest verse, no doubt about it. But the hymn that's always given me comfort year-round, especially during this time of year, Easter, of course, Holy Week, is Because He Lives, I Can Face Tomorrow.
That's it. That's it. Rick, thank you for that. Because He Lives, I Can Face Tomorrow. We're going to a break. This is Truth Talk Live with Dwayne Carson. We'll be right back, and call us with your favorite verse, your scripture, or song. Well, welcome back to Truth Talk Live. I'm Dwayne Carson with Date the Word, and today we are talking about scripture verses that have been memorable, impactful in our lives from the Easter story. We're even inviting you to call in and tell us about songs that have impacted you as we head toward Easter this Sunday, March the 31st. I want you to call 866-348-7884 and tell us about those scriptures that have meant the most to you. I would love for some of you to call in, at least one of you to call in and give me an Old Testament verse. And if you'll do so, we've got a prize for you. We've got a gift for you. If you'll call in and give an Old Testament verse, because from the Old Testament, we get the prophecies of what would happen to Jesus. And so give us a call if you've got an Old Testament verse. Hey, we've got Lindley on the phone. Lindley, welcome
hey,
to Truth Talk Live. Yes.
Hi. So you gave me a challenge as I was waiting, so I want to do both. One of my favorite songs is the one that we always sang back at our Liberty days, Up From the Grave, He Arose.
Yes, yes, yes.
But I also think, since you challenged for the Old Testament verse, I think of Zechariah 9:16, about how he came in the donkey, how he came versus the humble servant, but then he arose as the victor. And because of him, we have victory in Jesus. So,
well, and there's another great song, isn't it?
Yes, and I just think about how he just told Mary, don't hold on to me. It's not time, but go. And he told Mary first.
That's right. That's right. Well, Lindley, thanks for calling in. Where are you calling from?
I am now calling from Florida. My husband's active duty Air Force, and we just got to Eglin Air Force Base.
Well, thank your husband for his service to our great country, and thank you for calling in with some verses and with that song. There's no question on Easter, I want to hear Up From the Grave He Arose. I remember that as a child going to a church out in the country. And I had a aunt that could play any song. And but every Easter, boy, she would hit those notes on that piano, and it just resonated. Up from the grave he arose. And that's what we're celebrating this Easter. Listeners, give us a call. We want to hear your scripture. We want to hear your songs that have impacted you. And again, Lindley, thanks for your call.
Of course. Talk to you soon. All right. Bye. Bye.
Listeners, call us. And by the way, there was an advertisement. I just want to make a plug. for Stu Epperson on the last words of Jesus. He gave me this book a couple of years ago, and I sat down and I started reading through, and I just marked one page after another of the richness of making me think about what was happening as Jesus was dying. And here he's saying these seven incredible words from Father, forgive them, to he's crying out, my God, why have you forsaken me? He's giving to a man eternal life as they ridicule him. One man, a thief, is going to say, remember me. And Jesus says, today you will be with me in paradise. And then he made that statement, I thirst. And Stu did an incredible job on that chapter of talking about the humanity of Jesus. And listen, there is nothing that you are facing that he's not experienced, because at that moment of crying out, I thirst, he was at the very end of himself. He's at the pinnacle of pain, and he cried out, I thirst. He understands what you're going through. And then he committed his spirit to the Lord, to God, and he died. But we know the rest of the story. But in those seven last words, Jesus said some of the most important things. And I just want to tell you, I highly recommend you getting that book. It's worth taking time to read each chapter during the Easter season. There's another book that I highly recommend, Michael Card. He has a book called A Violent Grace. And I came across this book, I don't know, maybe 20 years ago, and I still find myself every year wanting to read through it. It's 21 chapters, and it just talks about all that Jesus faced as he was on that cross, as he died for us. And it was a violent grace. He was wounded so I could be healed. He stood trial alone so that I might have an advocate. He endured mockery so I would know dignity and joy. These are just some of the titles of the chapters, and I encourage you listeners, take a look at that. A Violent Grace by Michael Card. One of the things that came out of my study of A Violent Grace was I began to look at all the different words that described what happened to Jesus. As you think again, 1 Peter 3:18, it says that he suffered. For Christ also suffered once for sin. Are we able to truly wrap our heads around what it means that he suffered? You go back to the garden, and there it says that he was in great agony. And we literally get the Greek word, brings up our English word for agony. He was in incredible agony. And being in agony, it says, he prayed more earnestly. Then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Even before he's on the cross, he's going through incredible agony. And then from there to be arrested and to find himself all alone, and he's standing before these religious leaders who are making all kind of false accusations against him. And here's the one who knows the truth. He's never lied, listening to one lie after another, and yet he stands there alone. You read verses where it talks about they beat him. I just can't imagine. They would strike him with their fists. They would slap him. They would spit on him. Isaiah 53:2 says, for he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness. And when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. As we think about watching that painful, gruesome, ugly, if you will, movie, The Passion, my word, there's no beauty. As you see all the things that have happened to him. But he's doing that because he's taking our wrath. He's taking our punishment for our sins. What a Savior we have. I want you to call 1-866-348-7884. I want to hear a verse of Scripture, a song about Easter that has just moved you through the years. We've got a guy right now named Stu. Let me bring Stu on, and we're getting close to a break, but guys, do we have there, Stu?
Hey, Doc, man, I love the show. I love to eat the word. I've got the app. Every morning I wake up to your verses. My favorite Easter verse, Colossians 3:1. Has this been given yet?
No, sir. And Colossians 3:1, oh, this is going to be different. This is not in the Gospels.
Oh, my soul. Well, this is the Gospels are the manifestation of Jesus. The epistles are the explanation
yes.
of those beautiful Gospels. And Paul says, since then, we've been raised with Christ.
Uh-huh. Since
seek
we've been...
those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, shall return, you shall appear also with him in glory.
Stu, they were some of the first verses I ever memorized when I started my walk with the Lord. Set your mind on things above where Christ is. He is, he's not just a person who died on a cross and was buried. He rose again, and then he ascended. And as you said, you read those scriptures from Colossians. He sits at the right hand of God the Father. He is ascended. He is reigning. Stu, thanks for your call. We're going into a break here with Truth Talk Live. Don't turn that dial. Come back. Call us 866-348-7884. Truth Talk Live.
Here's a Renewing Your Mind Minute with Dr. R.C. Sproul.
God says the church is like a wadi in Israel. And the wadi are those huge dry riverbeds. There are only two rainy seasons during the year. Most of the year, Israel is a desert. But when the rains come, there is no place to contain the water, so all of the water runs off the desert floor into these wadis.
Well, welcome back to Truth Talk Live. I'm Dwayne Carson, and I'm your host today as we're talking about scriptures and songs that have impacted us from the Easter story. And our number is 1-866-348-7884. I want you to call. And right now we've got Bruce on the line. And Bruce, talk to us about... Bruce, do I have you? There you are. Hello, Bruce.
Yeah, I'm still here, yep.
Yes, sir. Tell us about your favorite Easter scripture and or song.
Hey, Dwayne, one of the verses I learned years ago from the King James Version is Romans 5:10.
Yes, sir. That's one of my verses.
It says, if we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, how much more being reconciled shall we be saved by his life? I love that verse.
I hear you. I love that verse, too. To know that we were reconciled. What a word. I had my back turned on God, and you had your back turned on God, but God didn't turn his back on us. He sent his son and said, stretch out your hands and bring that person who's turned their back on me, on us, have them turn around and become with us connected again. That's reconciliation, to come back to be one with our Father in heaven. Romans 5:10. Bruce, that's an awesome verse. Do you have a song that you love?
One of the things I love about it is a great exchange there. We're enemies. It's negative, negative. We're enemies, and it took his death to save us, and there's a positive, positive. Now that we are reconciled, how much more will be saved by his life? Which his life's only there because he rose to the dead.
That's exactly right. If he hadn't risen, we are of all people most miserable. No hope whatsoever. But this Sunday, as we...
Listen, join you. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Bruce. You have a great Easter.
Amen. Bye.
Well, Bruce just gave a phenomenal verse. Call us. Tell us your verse that has had such an impact on your life. As I think about different verses, as we wait for you to give the call, let me just put some verses before you, like 1 John 2:2. He himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not only for ours, but for the whole world. That word propitiation means he's the wrath absorber. He took all the wrath of God till God's wrath was satisfied. That's what he did for us. We've got Clay. He's calling in from the Triangle area of North Carolina. Good afternoon, Clay. Tell us about your favorite Easter scripture and or song.
Well, there's several things there, brother. I like what the previous caller shared, because it was about 3 or 4 weeks ago on Truth Radio where a pastor was talking about certain things, and you know, y'all just talked about the word reconciled.
Yes.
But if you know, you take off the D, the word reconciled. I don't know if you knew this, but the pastor that was preaching over the weekend on Truth Radio about this, he talked about that, and he said, think about what the word reconciled mean, because there's reconciled, reconciliation, all that other stuff. But he just went reconcile, and he said, reconcile in the Greek means change. You know,
okay.
And I think about that, and I really delve into that. And, you know, when we come to the part of our life where our heart has been changed over to really know what Jesus is about, what happened, what God the Father did with his son and the sacrifice, you know, brother, I'm going to be really honest with you. That's just amazing to me.
Absolutely.
I don't truly feel that a lot of people out there know about that, but to reconcile with things and, you know, to have that change in your life. And I don't mean like a quarter, a dime, a nickel, or a penny. A change within yourself.
Now, we go from being aliens to being adopted. And God brings us into his family. And where we had this hatred for God, we now have a love for God. And it's not because we decide to love him. He loved us first. And the more we look at that cross, how can we not see how much he truly loved us? Greater love has no man than he laid down his own life for his friends. And Jesus even laid down his life for his enemies.
You know, Dr. Carlson, it's really amazing that you share that, because you think about the night that Jesus was, you know, Judas betrayed, you know, him. And they took him, and, you know, with all the stuff that he went through, if people will read the book of Isaiah chapter 53.
That's it.
You think about mocked,
yes,
scorned, they spat upon him, crown of thorns. I did this. I'm still doing it. Did this study with the wonderful group of men in First Baptist of Durham. We did the study of Isaiah in over 3 years, and we got to chapter 53, and I heard the most ultimate thing when he said 17 different things happened to Jesus. 17 different things. And you think about that. God the Father sacrificed his son for us, for all.
That's it.
How can you not think about that? I mean, to be mocked, to be scorned, to be spat upon, you know, and it just, it really grabs your heart. How can it not change you?
And then, you know, there's one thing he didn't do in Isaiah 53. We then find it in the during the trials. It says he was silent. There was the silence of the Lamb. At any moment, he could have defended himself. At any moment, he could have called on angels from heaven to come and wipe everyone out. But there was the silence of the Lamb.
And the interesting thing that you say about that you just shared about that, called angels, you know, and the Gospel of Matthew, it talks about that. Said, you know, I can call a legion of angels anytime I need to.
Yep, and when he was in the garden in agony, an angel came to strengthen him. They were at his beck and call, and yet he did not call them so that he could go to that cross and die in our place. Clay, thank you for your call. I hope you have a wonderful Easter. You've already made our listeners' Easter better with your sharing, especially about Isaiah 53. We've got another.
Well, Dr. Carlson,
yes, sir.
I really would like to give thanks to the Lord for you for being able to do this today. And look, everyone out there listening to this, just remember what's going to happen the rest of this week, leading up to Monday, Thursday services, Good Friday services, and especially Resurrection Day. I know it's Easter Sunday, but it's Resurrection Day. And just remember, get in touch with people out there that say he is alive or he is risen, and that will bless somebody's heart.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that great word, Clay. You take
care. God bless you, brother. We'll talk to you later. You're doing a great job.
Thank you. We've got Jamal. Hi, Jamal. Talk to us about your favorite scripture when it comes to Easter.
Well, actually, I have to confess, Dr. Carson, or as another caller said, DC. I'm going to have to remember that one. I just wanted to call and say, well, how about we say something that Stu said at Wednesday in the Word? How about we start using the phrasing Happy Resurrection Day?
Happy Resurrection Day. Yep. That's what it is. We are celebrating the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's Merry Christmas, okay, but it's not Easter. It is. It's Resurrection Day. And we need to, on that Sunday, go to a sunrise service. We need to be reading these scriptures out of each one of the Gospels where it talks about when they got there, an angel says, he's not here. Don't you remember?
Right.
He's not here. He is risen. And I believe it.
He is risen indeed.
That's it. I believe that was done by the Germans years ago, that that when you would say he is risen, they would immediately reply back, he is risen indeed. Now, Jamal, I'm going to ask you a quick question. Do you know where the first sunrise service took place in America?
Oh, my gosh, in America. I'll give it a shot. North Carolina.
All right. You got North Carolina. Now, where are you calling from?
Winston-Salem.
Well, my friend, I just learned this today. The first sunrise service took place in America in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Wow.
So as we have sunrise services this year, let's remember there was a group of people that started this whole thing of getting together to, just like the disciple, a couple of those disciples, Mary Magdalene showing up early at the tomb. They came to learn he is risen. And you say to that,
he is risen indeed.
Thank
you very much, Dr. Carson. I appreciate you. If I don't see you then, happy Resurrection Day to you all and to all your listeners.
Happy Resurrection Day. Thanks for your call. As we wrap up this show today, we've been looking at different scriptures, hearing from you as callers. I encourage you each day now, saturate your heart with the different stories. You can go to Date the Word app. There's a March to Remember, and you can see verses for every day, but specifically for right now. Let's celebrate our risen Savior. Happy Resurrection Day this Sunday. This is Truth Talk Live.
This is the Truth Network.